American Airlines has announced plans to cut 6% of its workforce and eliminate about 9% of its scheduled flights in order to reduce costs and better compete with low-fare carriers. Earlier this week, U.S. Airways filed for bankruptcy, and there's persistent speculation that United also will seek protection from its creditors. David Field is the America's editor of Airline Business, a London-based monthly magazine for airline executives worldwide. He has covered the airline industry since 1982. Good morning.
Good morning.
Why aren't the airlines making money? I mean, aren't many people flying again as we've gotten further away from the September 11th terrorist attacks?
But unfortunately, the airline business is more than a body count. You can get a lot of people on the airplanes, but unless they're paying real money, it doesn't make any difference. And people aren't paying what the airlines consider real money. And it's precisely because of the low-cost airlines that you refer to, Southwest, JetBlue, American Transair or ATA, AirTran down in Atlanta, Frontier out in Denver, and some smaller guys. The expectations of the American traveling public have been shaped by the Southwest experience, by the low-fare experience. And you and I, and even highfalutin business travelers, now expect to be able to fly cross-country for $99. And the airlines like United, like U.S. Airways, can't do that and make money.
Well, how could the older full-service airlines like United, American, Delta, how could they thrive in with these current demands being placed on them?
There's almost no way that a so-called legacy carrier, they're called legacy carriers, they're called network carriers, and some of us call them dinosaurs. There's no way that one of these airlines can make money given the state of the economy and travelers' expectations right now.
Is there any national or consumer interest in keeping these older airlines going alongside the newer, less expensive, these upstarts?
Oh, yeah, I think there's very much a larger societal interest. Airlines like JetBlue are really great if you want to go and not eat anything and only have one bag and go on a quick trip and don't care about the service. If you're flying on Southwest and you don't really care about waiting in line for a long time, they're fine. There's always room for a Walmart, but there's got to be a place in the economy and in society for a full-service airline, for a Macy's or Marshall Field's. And that's what these old-fashioned airlines are. They're full-service airlines. You can get an expensive seat, a cheap seat, anything in between. You can go internationally. You can get a complex routing. You can go when you want to go, where you want to go, instead of going to the airport that the low-cost carrier happens to choose.
And but then, of course, travelers have gotten savvier about finding low fares. Do you foresee a day when airlines turn it back into a seller's market again?
No, but I certainly think in the next few months we're going to see fewer really cheap seats. Airlines have already cut back dramatically on the number of seats they're selling through the internet, through other people's internet sites like Travelocity, so-called opaque outlets. They've cut back dramatically. They want to sell them on their own website. And the airlines are also going after the really subpar fares. They talk about rack rate fares, just like a hotel. And maybe 20, 22% of airline fares are below the published rates, and those are going to disappear too. But no, I don't see it being an airline market until the economy comes back.
Have the increased security measures introduced in the last year hit some airlines harder than others?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Any short-haul airline. And that was one of the reasons why U.S. Airways was forced into its situation.
Thank you very much. David Field is the America's editor of Airline Business, a London-based monthly magazine for airline executives worldwide.